good morning, friends. How are you all doing? This is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Yes, we are back. Absolutely. And we are in a brand new studio. Soundproof, less dust, downstairs. What more could you ask for? Oh, I missed you guys. I can't believe it's already going on, someone told me, 4 days? 4 days since we have been on the air. Well, I am glad to be back. They got our internet service working yesterday, and everything is in great shape. We're still in Fort Worth, Texas. We have not moved outside of Fort Worth, so we are still podcasting and broadcasting live in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas on a hot day. Hopefully it'll burn this COVID-19 off. However, hearing the counts of the deaths that they're predicting, only God knows, it's not looking good. So we need to continue to pray about that. Well, before I tell you what's going to happen on our show today, are you having one of those days on a Tuesday where you made it through a Monday and you're like, Tuesday? Well, go get yourself a cup of coffee. And let me give a special announcement, a couple of them. One is we've got a new name for our podcast studio. It is called Faith Studio One. That's right, Faith Studio One, the Morning Brew Christian podcast show syndicated on iHeartRadio. Love it. Faith Studio One. That's right, because we're keeping the faith and we know God's got it all under control. We got more podcast equipment coming. Wonderful things are going to start happening on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. It's going to take a little time, so bear with us as we make it through all this, okay? All right, I want to remind you real quickly that you can always, that's right, email me if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, brand new music. You ready? Here we go, gang. morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, 24/7 or 24/7 prayer line. That's right, praise report, PTL reports, whatever it may be. Call or text me. This number's for you, 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. Let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. All right, here at Faith Studio One, beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. Okay, well, today I've got a Bible devotion on compassion and love. That's right. And T-Mac, that's right, my friend, your friend, Toby Mac. Tuesdays, we're going to be playing a triple pack mix, as we always do. And today, I'm going to give you some Bible helps, Bible teach on ways Christians can improve their mental health. So how's your mental health lately, huh? Been challenging, hasn't it? It always is for a lot of us. Well, we're going to give you some, I'm going to give you some Bible help, so get ready to get you some Bible notes ready when we get close to that, okay? All right, go get another cup of coffee, iced tea, whatever it may be, coffee, donuts, milk, Pop-Tarts. Someone told me they were doing Pop-Tarts. Okay, let's read our Bible devotion. What do you say? On a Tuesday morning. Ah, I can breathe for a change. How about that? No freeway dust. I had some people say, see, hey, I've just missed you, brother. I've missed you. How you been? Well, I'm alive and well, and I'm making it through. And before I read my Bible devotion, I come with a heavy heart. There is a very dear lady that I've been friends with for decades, and a pastor friend had put on his social media, had told some of the other group people, and I just happened to catch it. I had no idea, but her name is Shirley. Will you do me a favor and continue to pray and be united in prayer for Shirley? She is in a nursing center. I can't give the location. I don't even want to give her last name. Protection of privacy, as we always do on the Morning Brew Christian podcast show. I've known her for well over 40 years. Very good friends with my mother, and she's played piano. Anyway, she was just diagnosed with the coronavirus, so if you guys could do me a favor and keep her in your prayers, I would greatly appreciate it. Tomorrow morning, or actually, I'm sorry, Tuesday morning, we're just waiting to get updates. I haven't heard anything as of yet, but once I know something, I will. But please pray for Shirley. Very dear friend of mine. She has got the COVID-19, and she just lost her husband, not even a couple of years ago. So I have her very dear to my heart, and one of the sweetest ladies you'd ever meet. She's an original cookie, as I always say, original, from church and stuff. So if you could pray for CA's friend, that's right, Miss Shirley, And she would greatly appreciate it. We just need as many prayers as we can get just to continue to lift him up. Because, you know, when you pray, the angel's carried up there to heaven to God, and he's got it. And God does hear, and he knows when we're in need of prayer. Okay, now onto my Bible devotion. It's called Compassion and Love. Friends, in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 11, Scripture reminds us, Beloved, if God so loved us, we also are to love one another. Amen? Amen. Charles Allen once made this statement, Some people seem to have so much of a passion for righteousness that they have no room for compassion for those who have failed. He goes on to say, I pray that that would never be true of us. You see, God our Father has shown us so many kindness and general mercy. May we ever reach out to those in lost compassion and love to bring them gently to Jesus Christ. Jesus, when we saw the multitudes, was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like the sheep having no shepherd. Find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 36. Let me share these lines from an unknown poet, okay? This was unknown. Just to be tender, just to be true, just to be glad the whole day through, just to be merciful, just to be mild, just to be trustful as a child, just to be gentle and kind and sweet, just to be helpful and willing feet. With feet, I'm sorry. Just to be loved, be our daily key. This is God's will for you and for me. If you want that, let me know, and I'll snap a picture of it and put it on our Facebook page. I love that. Hope for today, little short one. Lord, may I never forget the depths to which you have reached to rescue me. Amen. Amen. I love that. I might have to just snap a picture on that and put it on our Facebook page. All right, now, T-Mac, will you do me one favor? We haven't heard this one in a while. Love broke through, right? That's right. Love is breaking through. Toby Mac Tuesdays, we're kicking it off triple back on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Enjoy.
Hit the mark. When love broke through, you found me in the darkness, wandering through the desert. I was alone, blessed for now I'm home to see the food in my chains are broken, and it all came. say. I don't ever wanna get away. Tonight is beautiful. It's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
I just need you on my
Don't you just love those Toby Mac triple packs? You can catch it always, at least if not Tuesdays, mostly Tuesdays, or Wednesdays on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. Well, today, we are going to be doing a great lesson today and some... And it'd be my first Bible lesson at our new podcast studio. And if you didn't get a chance to hear it, it's nicknamed Faith Studio One. That's right, Faith Studio One. You know why? I put all my faith, all my hope, and all my trust in the Lord daily. So that gives me a reminder, Faith Studio One. That's right. Okay, well, today we're going to be talking about ways Christians can improve their mental health. You know, friends, when people talk about mental health, typically they picture mood disorders, you know, anxiety, stress, depression. All these can be tied up into a mental health among Christians. And it's easy to dismiss these emotions as personal flaws in our own moral character. In fact, nothing could be further than the truth. You know, it's estimated nearly 1 in 5 Americans experience some kind of mental health incident each year. And it could be in physical and mental mind. So for Christians, practicing self-care can be extremely difficult. Things that which benefit our mental health can also often make us feel selfish or self-indulgence. So we avoid them out of guilt or misplaced shame. Yet our mental health affects how we think, how we feel, and how we respond on a daily basis. It can even take a toll on our spiritual life if we're not careful. It is important to remember that God does not want his children to suffer unduly, and we cannot be faithful disciples if we're avoiding our own problems, right? Amen? Amen. So if you find yourself overburdened with anxiety or worry, here's some ways, 10 ways I'm going to give you, 10 good ways in scriptures that you can invest your own mental well-being. Are you ready? Drum roll number one, most important, prayer. The book of 1 John, and make note of this, chapter 5 and verse 14, friends, this is the confidence we have in approaching God that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Again, that's in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 14. You see, friends, prayer should always be our first approach to any problem before we set out and face our inner demons, okay? It also helps us take a moment and return our hearts to God. You know, Scripture reminds us and it tells us that God hears our prayers as we walk and will walk with us through any trial. And if you don't know that, I want you to refresh your memory and go back to Psalms chapter 102 in verse number 17. So we shouldn't worry about standing alone. You see, friends, God knows our fears, he knows our sufferings, and he loves us through it all. That knowledge alone can be very encouraging. So I encourage you on this point, take a moment and present your troubles to God. Tell him about your anger, your sadness, and your fear. Don't be ashamed because he wants to hear your worries. Who knows, by the end, you may discover your burden has grown a little lighter. Amen? Amen. Another thing you can do, and you can probably do it on your iPhone, and if you didn't want to write this down, a lot of people still do it, my mom does, is your journal. Scripture reminds us in the book, believe it or not, in the book of Esther, and you go back to that chapter 6, verse 1, on that night the king could not sleep, and he gave orders to bring the book of the memorable deeds, the Chronicles, and they would be reading them before the king. So putting, your pen to paper can often liberate your inner feelings. So don't worry about the grammar or the neatness. Simply sit down and write. In fact, friends, some Christians may find it heretic to write about their own anxieties. But while others gain encouragement by reliving old adventures, you know, we all like those old adventures. Either way, the act of journaling can serve to nourish and satisfy the mind. In fact, true point, studies have found it's especially helpful for those suffering from stress-induced insomnia. So oddly enough, even biblical characters were found journaling. If you think about that, when King Ezra couldn't sleep, he had a servant read to him from the record histories. David and Solomon were both experienced poets. and would frequently put their emotions into a verse. A good example, Psalms chapter 13 in verse 2. So you don't have to create the next American classic. Just take a moment and put your thoughts to paper. Another point I want to make is lean on your community. The book of Galatians chapter 6 verses 2 through 12 remind us, share your own burdens and in this way obey the law of Christ. So never be embarrassed, friends, to share your struggles with other Christians. It's okay. The church was created so that the fellow believers could nurture, protect, and inspire one another as they pursue Christ. You know, in recent years, though, friends, too many congregations have been obsessed with the outward appearance that they put slowly display of being happy, wholesome individuals who are inside, right, and they barely are holding together. This type of thinking is neither healthy nor holy. So let me give you the best advice. If you're feeling overwhelmed, it's okay to reach out to your community for help. Find someone within your church or your congregation, or feel free to give me a call. And when you can trust and let know what's happening, no Christian was meant to go through life alone. So instead of toughing it out, lean on your fellow believers and remember we're the strongest when we work together, okay? Just remember that. Another thing you want to do is eat well. The book of Proverbs, the book of wisdom, chapter 23, verses 20 to 21 reminds us, do not join those who drink too much wine or gorge themselves on meat or drunkenness or gluttons before the poor and the drowsiness clothes them in rags. Now this may sound strange, but when you eat, can you have a profound effect on what you think? Well, think about this. The Bible has plenty of warnings against gluttony, and the words are practical advice for anyone wrestling with mental health. So when we overindulge ourselves with sugary drinks or even deep fried foods, okay, we are likely to become overweight and incur physical problems like diabetes, heart disease, and see a drop in our overall self-esteem. Tempting as it may be to smooth our troubles with comfort food, Christians must learn to practice self-control. So instead of snacking on candy, we must try to use like a bowl of fresh fruit. Give you an example. Over here in Texas, the Tropical Cafe, never tried them before. I told my mom about this, in fact. Went down there and it got me a healthy sandwich thing. It was chicken. And the lady said, you want chips or fruit? And I wasn't even craving chips. I said, I'll take a fruit. She goes, how about an orange? She gave me a big old orange. It was frozen, cold. It was delicious. So I'll be back in the future. I'll guarantee you that. Incorporating leafy green vegetables in your diet's good. Cook with a nice piece of, if you want fish, that's okay for dinner. Then a greasy burger or salad, chicken salad or stuff. You know what I mean? It seems as appetizing now, but you'll be amazed at how better you'll feel in the long run. Just remember that. In this time of depression, to be honest with you, we're going to be gaining a little bit of weight if we've been enclosed in, which we have with COVID-19. Another thing you want to do is read your Bible, whether it be your Bible, your tablet app on your Bible app, or your cell phone app. Now, I'm old school, so most of the time, 97% of the time, I'm going to read out of the Bible. So the book of John chapter 16 verse 33 reminds us, I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Again, that's in John chapter 16 verse 33. Now this should be, friends, a no-brainer. Scripture is filled with multiple encouraging passages for anyone going through a rough period. For starters, it helps us to know that several biblical figures also struggled with depression and anxiety. Job was so miserable, he cursed the day of his birth. You remember that? If not, refresher, go to Job chapter 3 and verse 1. How about this, if you remember pretty well? A dejected Elijah went into the wilderness and begged God to kill him. Remember, that was in the book of 1 Kings chapter 19 and verse 4. Even Jesus knew how it felt to suffer mental anguish. Book of Luke, chapter 22 and verse 44 as well. If you're feeling depressed, just know that you're in good company. Thankfully, the message doesn't stop there. The Bible teaches us that God will give us what? Strength. Find that in the book of Isaiah, chapter 40 and verse 31. Provides the shelter in Numa, chapter 1 and verse 7, and walk with us through dark times, good book of Psalms, chapter 23 and verse 4. His message is of hope, grace, and ultimate joy. So friends, whatever the world may throw at you, remember that Christ will always see you through. Another point I want to make is practice gratitude. The book of Thessalonians, chapter 5 and verse 18 reminds us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. There's an old song that I remember in children's church, and I do sing it from time to time, for children, which goes like this. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, count them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done. You know, I love that song. It is, and I did that when I was a children's church director. You know, it is fairly useful piece of advice. So when you're angry or upset, or when it's easy to forget all these things which are happening in your life, so it also helps you pause and count your blessings. Now, do you have a roof over your head? Most of y'all, yes. Clean drinking water, I would think, yes. A family who loves you, yes. There's more. That's more than most people have, let me just say this. So if you count your blessings, may not migrate your suffering, but it will remind you of things that aren't as bad as they seem. So there's people all across the country, even people in the United States, that don't have a roof over their head, that don't have food. Even with this layoff or people losing their job, my heart just bleeds for people. Practicing gratitude, friend, is the most effective ways of starving off bitterness and depression, and it might be worthwhile to combine this step with number 2 and create a journal of gratitude to revisit when you are feeling low. Amen? Amen. Another thing you want to try to do is exercise regularly. Book of 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16 reminds us, don't you know that yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? That's right, our body is the temple and the Holy Spirit dwells in us. So never underestimate the value of physical exercise. Okay? It's kind of like how you have you go out for a good run, you walk, you're getting mental health, you're jump-starting your brain, you're getting things off your mind even when you're stressed out. And you're going on a proper diet that would change the way you think, keep you active, where you won't have anxiety or depression. This is really should be something that could come as no surprise either. Since Christians, friends, know that God designed our bodies to run, jump, swim, climb, and do any number of physical feats. Eating right and exercising regularly are the building blocks of good, bodily stewardship. When we neglect them, it makes sense in our minds to suffer along our physiques, right? This doesn't mean that you immediately have to run a marathon or join a boot camp or be considered taking a walk outside once in a while. In fact, a little activity can go could be a welcome change. Just remember that. Another thing you want to do is practice your physical gifts, friends. The book of 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 reminds us, each of you should, whatever gift you have received, to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. You see, friends, God created each person with a unique and precious abilities. Do you feel like you could sing? How about, can you memorize scripture better than anyone else you know? Maybe you enjoy volunteering in Sunday school or lending a hand, in local events. Practicing your spiritual gifts doesn't mean that you just glorify God. It also helps you when you're suffering from depression. Did you not know that? That's a good point I wanted to make. These gifts remind us that fearfully and wonderfully made. The book of Psalms, chapter 139:14, reminds us of that. Also, the God of the universe, friends, created us to be special and desires us to build a better world than what we see now. It is a daunting task, but also an exciting one. So whenever life feels stressful, spend time practicing your gifts. And remember, God made you for a purpose. Amen? Amen. Two more points. Rest. By the seventh day, God had finished the work he had been doing. So on the seventh day, he rested from all of his work. Book of Genesis chapter 2 and verse 2 reminds us. You know, this may be one of the hardest entries for Christians to accept. Our modern society moves on a blinding speed. We are consistently told to work longer, achieve higher, contribute more often. Even on weekends, our schedules are overflowed with tasks like doing laundry, cleaning the house, fixing the car, shuffling the kids, or off to sports practice. We have effectively, friends, forgotten how to rest. True relaxation is necessary for the healthy mind. If even God was willing to take a break, so should you. Spend time reading a book or doing a puzzle or taking a nap or go see a movie. Well, now you can. They kind of got it. Well, some movie theaters, depending on COVID-19. Or grab a massage at a local mall. I don't know about if I'd want to do that with social distancing we got. But this was well before then, friends. These are just some ideas I had on my notes. Self-care isn't necessarily selfish, but it also endures that we're not burning yourself out. So take the afternoon and treat yourself, for goodness sakes. My last point, see the doctor. Okay, the book of Proverbs in the book of Wisdom, chapter 11 and verse 14 reminds us, for the lack of guidance, a nation falls, but the victory is won through many advisors, okay? So for most of the part, the entries have focused on battling common day-to-day struggles of mental health. But sometimes emotional problems, friends, can turn deadly. If you've reached the point where your self-harm is being considered, it is absolutely vital that you go see a doctor, and I repeat, see a doctor right away. Regular appointments with a psychologist or a licensed therapist can help your feelings, and there's no more shame in speaking with these personals, with a professional about them, I should say. To put this in perspective, a Christian speaker once compared therapy to getting a routine car maintenance. There's nothing wrong with seeing a mechanic to make sure everything's all right, while we don't think anything differently about counseling. And remember in John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. You see, God loves his children more than we could ever know. And he would never, ever want us to stay in a place where we would actively hurt ourselves. If you're in a dark place, please reach out and ask for help. God puts you on this world for a reason, because it's a better place in it because of you. And again, I want to reach out to you. You have a question, you have a need, you have a prayer request. Do me a favor. Call me on my ministry line. And you can even text me if you want to. 1-800-978-9735. Again, 1-800-978-9735. That line is for you all, okay? And, you know, we're here to help, and I can get you the help you need. Okay, well, let's come united in prayer on a Tuesday. Thank you, friends, for joining me, yay, at my new podcast studio, Faith Studio One, that's right, in beautiful Fort Worth, Texas. I love it. It's great. And we're still putting things together, but I had to do a podcast. It was just important. And I love the fact you guys are supporting me and loving it on iHeartRadio. Love your sweet all your encouragements. Let's pray right now. Come united in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I thank you, my friend Shirley. I just pray right now, Father God, that you just touch her life and that you take the coronavirus away from her. COVID-19 be gone from Shirley. Touch her and heal her, and may her breathing levels get better, dear Father. Father God, she's in your hands, and I pray for Miss Shirley to have a touch in you. And dear Jesus, I pray for the ones that have lost people to coronavirus. Please, God, I just pray you just wrap your arms around them through this time of grieving, and the ones that are going through so much, the ones that are infected, may infections be gone. Father God, only you're the one that control all this, and we give all of our faith, all of our hope, and all our trust in you. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for being there for us. Be it the ones that are unemployed, that need employment. Please, dear God, we know the table will turn, for we give it all to you. In Jesus' name we ask you to pray. Amen. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up on a Tuesday. Faith Studio One, this is CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. Hey, friends, remember the sun does rise. Oops, we had a little glitch there, guys. Sorry about that. If you didn't catch it, CA, your Christian on-air personality on iHeartRadio. If I repeated it 3 or 4 times, I'm sorry. Hey, remember the sun does rise on the other side, and I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E. Again, I apologize about the glitch we just got on our station here. Still working out some bugs. Go out and make it a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.